Assalamu alaikum, everybody. This week we have the opportunity to complete the four-part mitzvah derabanan of reading the Arba Parshios. Regardless of what the Parsha Shavua is, this week, the final week of Chodesh Adar leading into Nisan, we prepare for Pesach by reading the Parshas HaChodesh in Parshas Bo. I wanted to take the opportunity of this weekly opportunity to learn Sefer Chinuch to focus rather on Vayakel, to focus on Parshas Bo, and to look at the opening mitzvah of Parshas HaChodesh. That is the titular mitzvah, the mitzvah for which the parsha is named. Most of the maftir this week is about the Yom Tov of Pesach in particular, about the Karban Pesach and other mitzvahs associated with the Yom Tov, but the opening mitzvah is more general. The opening mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. Now the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, understands that what exactly is this instruction, what is this mitzvah, that this month be the first of the month, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So Ramban explains that this is a mitzvah that has to do with how the calendar is structured and how the calendar is referred to. Ramban understands that this is a mitzvah to refer to the various months by number, counting them from Chodesh Nisan. And so this is month 1, this is month 7, this is month 12. The system that appears throughout Chumash and most other Sfarim of Tanakh as well. Rabban explains that at its core, it's a mitzvah to make a zecher to the geula, to geulas Mitzrayim, a zecher to the geula within the structure and the naming of the calendar. That the very names of the dates are a constant reminder of Nisan and of the geula that took place in Nisan, Benisan Nigalu, as well as Benisan Asidin Lihi Gael. Rabban explains that the year doesn't begin this coming Sunday. The year begins in Rosh Hashanah. This coming Sunday begins the month which is the first in the series of months. So what do you mean, the first? Rabban explains it's not the beginning of the year, but we choose to count the months from Nisan to make an ongoing zecher to Geulas Mitzrayim. So that's the approach of the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, beginning of the Perek Yud-Beis of Shmos. But let's turn our attention to Ramban's Talmud, or his Talmud's Talmud, the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvah's Kiddush HaChodesh. Here we are, Mitzvah Dalad, the first mitzvah that the Sefer HaChinuch counts in Chumash Shmos, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Lekadesh Chodeshim u'Aber Shanim, Bevezin HaGadol, Bevezin Gadol B'Chachma, Samuch B'Aretz. I have a mitzvah of setting, of being Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and of, at times, adding a leap month, creating a leap year. By whom? By the Beis Din Gadol B'Chachma. By the Beis Din HaGadol, Beis Din, which is very great in wisdom, Samuch, who have Smicha, and they're in Eretz Yisrael. They receive Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Typically, they're present in Eretz Yisrael. Then, Lekeboa Moadei HaShana, Alpi Oso HaKiddush. Interesting. He says it's a two-part mitzvah. Chodesh is the mitzvah of being Makadosh the Chodesh, being Ma'arba the Shad of the mitzvah of Bezin to set up the calendar, and that's stage one. And stage two is to organize and designate the Yamim Tovim based on that calendar. Shenei Emar, where does this come from? Al Pasuk, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This month is the first of the month, Kilomar. Whenever Rishon uses the term Kilomar, this is to say, that's a red flag that what they're about to introduce a non-literal interpretation. So although HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, this month will be the first of the month, Api Pshuto, it means, as Ramban explained, a mitzvah that Nisan should be month number one, a mitzvah to count the months from Nisan. Sefer Chinuch says, yes, but Kolomar, what it also means to say, non-literally, is Kishetiru Rosh Chidusha Shalavana Tikpu'u Lachem Rosh Chodesh. Achorosh Hazeh, when you see the Chidush HaLavan, when you see the new moon, where is there any reference to seeing? Presumably because of the word Hazeh, this. Chazal often understand when the Torah used the word this, Zeh, or Zos, it means there's something visible that you can see, that you can point to. This. Behold. So the Chinuch is explaining, based on Chazal, HaChodesh Hazeh, when it's a Chodesh Hazeh, when there's a new month that you can see, Rosh Chodashim, that's cause to start a new month. To start the new month, to designate the new month based on HaChodesh Hazeh, based on the visual, based on the sighting of the new moon. And then he goes on to say, oh, afilu lo tir'uha. Ideally, based and designates the Rosh Chodesh based on a sighting of the moon. But even if no one saw the moon, it was a cloudy month, or perhaps the way the calendar worked out, you know, the new moon is really only visible, potentially, at the very beginning of the evening. Because at the beginning of the month, the moon set is soon after sunset. And so you only have a short period of time before sunset, you're not going to be able to see the moon, especially when it's such a thin sliver at the beginning of the month. So you have a short period of time from after sunset, before moonset, when Adim might conceivably sight the moon. So depending on when the molad is and how thin a sliver it is, it may not be possible. By the time it's dark enough to see the moon may have already set. So there will be months when you can see the moon, and there will be months when you cannot see the moon. So the Chinuch explains, the ideal scenario is the one that the Torah sketches, HaChodesh HaZeh. There's a new moon you can actually see that you could point to. And as he goes on to say, that the Adim could then report on to Beis Din. But if you lo tir'uha, even if you're incapable, you do not see the moon, it was too small, it was cloudy, still, mikevan shehi ru'uya lahei ra'os, since there's something that could be seen, the moon is there, we just didn't notice it, we didn't catch a glimpse, but there is, in principle, a new moon, al pi hacheshbon hamekubal, based on the tradition that we have of how to make the astronomical calculations. We can, the Beis Din can calculate that the new moon, the new moon has begun in time. They have the right to be Makadosh the Chodesh either al pi re'iya or al pi cheshbon, either based on direct observation or based on calculation. And then it goes on to say this includes as well, according to the Rambam, the position of the Rambam is that this mitzvah includes both determining the months as well as determining the year. In other words, determining when you're going to make a leap year. And that's based on psukim, various psukim, such as, he quotes two, one at the end of Parshas Bo, we're going to lay it over the course of Pesach, and it's written in the Tefillin, the Shamarta Tachuka Zos L'Mo'ada. The Jews are obligated to keep Pesach l'mo'ada in its season. That means that Pesach has a particular season. Something the Torah makes even more explicit in Parshas Re'eh, here he goes on to quote, V'chein, Shomar is Chodesh Aviv. We're supposed to keep track of spring and ensure that Pesach always falls out in the spring rather than in the winter. So in order for that to happen, he's going to go on to explain as we scroll down to Misharoshe Mitzvah, in order to have Pesach always in the spring and to have Sukkot always in the fall, sometimes they're going to have a 13th month. Let's take a look at what he says about the Sharoshe HaMitzvah. What's the significance of this mitzvah? In what way does the mitzvah impact us? Misharoshe Mitzvah Zu, Rabbi Shabtai, if I could trouble you to scroll down, thank you so much. To the paragraph, Dibur Aflam Misharoshe, Safaria numbers it as paragraph Gimel. Here, further, Mr. Dalin. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to trouble you. Misharoshe Mitzvah Zu. Some of the roots of this mitzvah, some of the ways this mitzvah, in which this mitzvah shapes us. Kadesha Yasu Yisrael Moadeh Hashem Bizmano. Remember, as we think about this, we should be curious that the Torah opens the discussion of Pesach with this general mitzvah of Achosh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim? In what way is this entree, and we call it Parshas HaChodesh, but we're really looking for Pesach. This Parsha is supposed to prepare us, get us ready for preparations for Pesach. So we're curious as to how this is the preface to Pesach. Kadesh Asu Yisrael Mo'odei Hashem Bizmanam, a mitzvah. Well, the purpose of the mitzvah, he says, is so that the Yom Tovim are proper. As he had said earlier, the mitzvah itself, when he was formulating the mitzvah in the opening of his comments, he said the mitzvah is the technical part, number one, to Mekadesh the Chodesh, to Me'abar the Shana, the Beis Din has to make those calls, designate, will there be 29 days to this month or 30, will Rosh Chodesh be on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, and will this month have 12, this year have 12 months or 13 months. That was stage one. And stage two was to keep the Yamim Tovim accordingly. He says, and that's really the essence of this mitzvah. It's not so much about the calendar per se. It's not, Memela, it's our calendar throughout the year. Memela, it tells us that today's date is so many days to Adar, or so many days to Teves. But the Shorash HaMitzvah is Keshiyasu Yisrael Mo'odei Hashem Bizmanam. It's to have the Yom Tov in the proper time. Hashem Yisbarach Tzivah L'Asos Pesach B'Zman Shatvu about it. Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to celebrate Pesach when the Tvu is growing and the beginning of the spring season. Kemo Shekasuv Shamar Es Chodesh Aviv Asis Pesach. The pasuk he had just quoted earlier. Chag Sukkos also. This we just learned. We just learned last week. Chag Sukkos is B'Zman HaAsif. Sukkot has to be in the harvest season. It's Sukkot is the harvest festival. Tikufas Hashana, as the year turns towards the next season. And that's the way of saying that Sukkot has to be in the fall. Pesach has to be in the spring. Pesach has to be after the vernal equinox, after the first day of spring. Sukkot has to be in the fall, after the autumnal equinox. After once the days are slightly shorter than the nights. Pesach is once the days are slightly longer than the nights. The Ilula Ibra Shana Yavodim Shlobiz Manamel. Were it not for Ibra Shana, the Yamim Tovim would not fall out at the right seasons. The Fisha Yisrael Mishashvim Chodshehemodehemli Moshinasa Levana. The Torah tells us that the Jewish calendar is supposed to be lunar months. But lunar months, 12 lunar months, lunar month is slightly more than 29 and a half days from one new moon to the next. You multiply that by 12, 29 and a half times, and change, times 12 gives you Shin Nun Dalet Yom, 354 days and some change, around 354 and a third days. That's not a full solar year. He chaser mishnasach ichama yud yamim and change. It's almost 11 days, 12 lunar months are almost 11 days shorter than a solar cycle. So if every year was just 12 lunar months, we would lose 10, 11 days a year. That means over the course of 3 years, you lose a month. And over the course of 10 years, over the course of a decade, you lose more than 3 months. So over the course of a decade, Pesach would move back from the beginning of spring to the beginning of winter. So that would be, that you would lose, Pesach would be regressing through the seasons. Lahavdil, that is indeed the Muslim calendar. The Muslims have lunar months. But they have no concept. They got the lunar months from us, but they didn't get Ibra Hashana from us. They just have a constant cycle of 12 lunar months per year. So all of their months aren't fixed to a particular season. They slowly move back through the seasons. The Boshom didn't want us to have that. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Pesach to always be in the spring. Kodesh Baruch Hu always wanted Sukkot to be in the fall. Why? So it's interesting what the Sefer Chinuch says next. He doesn't just say, well, the Yom Tov have to be a certain season. He says, Bishul HaTavuos V'HaPeiros B'Kocha Sholchama. The ripening, the budding of vegetation, and the ripening of vegetation, they're being ready to be harvested, that all has to do with the sun. In other words, seasons are driven by the sun. So the seasons, spring is always going to be 365 days after the last spring. Fall will always be 365 days after the last fall. So ilulei ha'ibur, if we didn't have Ibur Hashana, Shanu Mashivim bo, Shnos ha'levana b'shnos ha'chama, we add a month every 2-3 years, so that we keep catching back up to the solar cycle. Were it not for that, lo yavo ha'pesach b'zman ha'aviv, ha'sukkos b'zman ha'asif. Pesach would not always be the spring festival when things are beginning to bud. Sukkos would not always be the fall festival when we're harvesting. Now, then he leaves, sort of ends the train of reasoning there. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam wants it to be lunar months, but he also wants, usually we the way we would phrase it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have lunar months and a solar year. That's the way the Rambam presents in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. In order to have lunar months, moon months, but sun years, lunar months but solar years, so you have the months are driven by the Chiddush HaLevana, the months are driven by the new moon, but the length of the year is sometimes 12 months, sometimes 13 months, and that the year keeps up. Nisan will always be in the spring. Tishrei will always be in the fall. The Sefer HaChinuch is adding a layer. It's not just Ribbono Shel Olam wants solar years. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants lunar months, but he wants Yamin Tovin to be agricultural. That's the Nakud the Sefer HaChinuch is subtly adding. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants agricultural Yamin Tovin. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Pesach to be tied to the beginning of the new crop. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Sukkos to be tied to the completion of the harvesting of the new crop. Pesach has to be Chodesh HaAviv. Sukkos has to be the Chag HaAsif. Interesting. So what does that mean? So L'chor, that means that's something that the Sefer Chizuk doesn't fully unpack here. He unpacks it more fully later in Chumash. I believe it's in Parshas Emor, where he explains that how do we understand the fact that we're not farmers, so we often are not as attuned to the fact that the Torah describes the Yom Tovim both as commemorating particular events, Pesukos or Shabtis B'nai Yisrael, Pesach obviously is tied to Yetzias Mitzrayim over and over and over again in the Chumash, but at the same time, the Torah also ties Yom Tovim to particular agricultural, milestones in the year. So the Sefer HaChinuch addresses that. Why is it, on the one hand, they're historical Yom Tovim, the Yom Tovim are commemorative, but at the same time, they're also agricultural festivals? What are you supposed to make of that? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, that was very deliberate, and he says a fascinating idea that we should think about. And you plug what I'm about to share with you from Parshas Emor back into Parshas Bo, you have an interesting picture is painted. Rabban says that the Chinuch says in Parshas Emor that it's natural, if you're a farmer, that this is Chag HaAsif in particular, this is when you get paid. Like Chag Zman HaAviv, Spring Festival, you're beginning to see you worked so hard over the course of the fall, you were davening over the course of winter for rain, and now finally things are beginning to grow. You're beginning to see the fruits of your labor, and there's incredible simcha in seeing that Aviv, even we who are not farmers, our spirits have a lift when spring comes. Certainly, if you're a farmer, you're beginning to see the payoff of all of your work. Imagine an entrepreneur who starts a new business, and initially, you're investing time, investing capital, reinvesting capital, at first not necessarily seeing the payers. And then you hit that point, the flywheel begins to turn, you're beginning to actually see things take off. That's the equivalent of what for a farmer is springtime. You see things beginning to bud. And then, Sukkos is Chag HaAsif, when the harvesting is complete. For a farmer, the salary essentially comes in one annual lump sum. And you bring in all the tevuah, you bring in all the produce, all the work of an entire year, the revenue comes in at the time of Asif. So these are times of natural simcha. This is when one is making money. This is when one's business is paying off. There's a lot of natural simcha. These are times, Zman HaAviv and Zman HaAsiv. This is a time when a Jew would naturally, a Jew or a non-Jew, any farmer, any human being who's a farmer, this is when the money is coming in. There's a natural simcha. And the Torah says, that natural simcha, I don't want you to ignore it. I don't want you to delete it. Nor, on the other hand, do I want you to just experience it and embrace it in a secular, neutral fashion. No. I want you to embrace that simcha and make it kadosh. Embrace that simcha, that natural simcha you feel from the aviv, from the asif, the natural simcha that you feel from the income coming in at this time or the indication of future income. Take that natural, human, neutral, secular simcha and invest it and channel it towards spiritual goals. Take that simcha that you feel anyhow and channel it towards celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. Channel it towards celebrating the Nisan Geluyim that brought us to Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Emuna that we learned from it. Channel it into celebrating the unique bond that we have with Rebbe Rishon, the Rabbanim Lamakom, that bris that began to be formed, that relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael that began to be formed at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sukkos comes, channel the natural simcha of Baruch Hashem, the money is flowing in, the produce is flowing in, don't let that simcha go to waste, don't ignore it, nor should you just, you know, embrace it in a neutral, secular, flat way. Channel it into a celebration of Besukos Hoshavdus B'nai Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us and continues to take care of us, not only in the great moments of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but ongoing fashion, day in, day out, the celebration of Sukkos. And that, says the Sefer HaChinuch, in Emor, he tells us, that's the meaningfulness of specific Yom Tovim. Now let's take it back to Parshas HaChodesh, where he says the whole idea of the Jewish calendar, it's, yes, to give us a date, a month and a day for every single day of our lives, that this day is Chaf Alav Adar, and this day is Yud Zayin Teves, and this day is Beis Kislev, but it's much more than that. It's primarily, not just to have a calendar for daily use, but primarily that thereby we have Yamim Tovim. And as he's saying, thereby we have Yamim Tovim, because it's a mix of lunar and solar, we have Yamim Tovim that every year have agricultural meaning. We have Yamim Tovim that every year give us the chance to take the natural human simcha of income, of work, and invest it into Mili de Kedusha. That's the opening mitzvah, HaChosh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. That's the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael get. That you're going to have the opportunity to Mekadesh Zman, meaning specifically, not only that Klal Yisrael have the power to invest a particular day of the year with the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, a particular day of the year with the Kedusha of Shavuot, yes, but more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a vision of there's going to be in their natural cycles of income, their natural cycles of farming, or in any other business. There are natural cycles of when the income comes in, and when we naturally feel simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the very nature of the calendar, it's all built around the opportunity and the expectation that Klal Yisrael will take natural, neutral things that fill our lives and not ignore them, on the one hand, and not just embrace them in secular, neutral fashion, meaningless fashion, on the other hand, but take them and channel them towards Mili de Kedusha. That's the core foundational meaning of our calendar. And it's that opportunity and obligation that a Jew has on a national level in Kiddush HaChodesh and on individual levels in countless ways to invest our physical lives towards spiritual ends. That's the opening, defining mitzvah of Am Yisrael, and that is the opening, defining mitzvah of the parsha of HaChosh Hazeh Lachem. Mor Rabosei, thank you so much. These are some of the ideas, the powerful hashkafas that we take with us as we head towards Parshas HaChodesh and prepare ourselves for the month of Nisan, the month of Geula. May we be zocha to see Geula Shinlema B'me'era, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asin Ligal. I both say thank you so, so much. A guten Shabbos, a guten Chodesh. We will mitzvah continue next Wednesday.